This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, November 23rd, beginning at 10 a.m. through to 3 p.m., the Mitza Creek Farm in Hayward is hosting a make-your-own wreath, porch pot, or garland class. This is open house style, and they will have an instructor on hand to walk you through each step of making your own wreath, porch pot, or garland. And they encourage you to decorate how you want. Once again, that is Saturday, November 23rd, beginning at 10 a.m. through to 3 p.m. at West 1265 U.S. Highway 63 in Hayward. Today is Veterans Day, a day of remembrance for most, but unfortunately, many veterans are still facing various challenges. Lisa Hale has more.
The Fox Valley Veterans Council in Appleton provides emergency funding for basic needs for veterans to help them remain in their homes and get the help they need.
Because let's face it, let's say you have PTSD, but if you're getting ready to get thrown out of your house, you think you're going to your VA appointment? No. You're worried about trying to find a roof over your house.
That's Tim Cody, who is a full-time volunteer with the Fox Valley Veterans Council.
This Friday, November 15th, beginning at 7 p.m. through to 9 p.m., the High School Drama Club in Hayward is presenting The Love of Three Oranges, a comedy in three acts by Hilary DePiano, based on a scenario by Carlo Gozzi. Tickets are available at the door with general admission $5, and students are free, and there are multiple days for this show. The Friday and Saturday shows start at 7 p.m., with the doors opening at 6:45 p.m., and the Sunday matinee starts at 1:30 p.m., with the doors opening at 1:15 p.m. Their students are very excited to share this experience with the community. Once again, that's this weekend, with the Friday and Saturday shows beginning at 7 p.m., doors open at 6:45, and the Sunday matinee beginning at 1:30, with the doors opening at 1:15, at the Hayward High School. We know the importance of having health insurance for ourselves and our children, but did you know you can also get insurance for your pets? Here's Melissa Kay.
The Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin is advising pet owners to know what they're agreeing to before signing up. Pet insurance policies can vary greatly in price and coverage. The BBB says to get to know the different types of plans, decide how much coverage you need, compare prices and plans, and read the fine print. You also want to check if there's a waiting period and insure your pet when they're young and healthy. You can potentially get the best deal if you ask about discounts for multiple pets or annual payments instead of paying monthly. You should also plan for premium increases as your pet ages. If pet insurance doesn't seem feasible, consider setting up an emergency fund for your pet instead and start saving. You can find out more at bbb.org. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Jaylen Brown calls Giannis a child. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Boston Celtics 113-107. In the second quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo went over to the Celtics' Jaylen Brown, extending his hand for a handshake, then pulled it away to run his fingers through his hair. After the game, Brown was asked in the Celtics' locker room about the fake handshake.
Giannis is a child. You know, I'm just focused on helping my team get a win.
Giannis says he was just having some fun.
It's a joke. You know, we're playing basketball. It's something that I do to my kids. Play around, you know, sometimes I'm like, give me a high five. Hope you're too slow. I just did it. It was fun. He took offense to it. What do you say?
He was asked about it after the game, and he said, Giannis is a child.
You know, if I'm called a child, yeah, so be it.
The Bucks are now 2-8. They host the Toronto Raptors tomorrow night. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers rolled over Appalachian State 87-56 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers now 3-0 on the season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Two men have been arrested in connection with the death of former One Direction member Liam Payne. Payne fell from the balcony of a hotel in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and an autopsy revealed multiple drugs in his system. The Hollywood Reporter says a hotel staff member and local drug dealer were taken into custody. Both men are being accused of supplying Payne with the drugs found in his system. The incident happened on October 16th. Ready for another video game turned TV show? Variety reports that Amazon is developing Mass Effect, which is based on the video game which first launched in 2007. The game was a hit from the get-go and became a series that launched three more games. Fast and Furious 9 writer-producer Daniel Casey is developing and will executive produce the series. I wonder if anyone owns the rights to Pong. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down here by later this afternoon, and we will become mostly sunny today. Our high 43. Tonight, mostly clear 25. Tomorrow, sunshine 46. Wednesday, scattered rain with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.